Blog Talk Radio.
September 10th. A little slow today. I don't have my glasses. Anyway, here's the birthday today. We have Hey Ray, remember King Kong? And how he rescued the woman on top of the Empire State Building. Well, she's born in Canada on this day. And we had Robin Wise, great film producer of that day, United States still, and also when United States still, when Fay Wray was in the grip of King Kong. We also had Edmund O'Brien, another New Yorker. Yuma Tsuma, she's a soprano, opera soprano from Peru, who had a five-octave range. It was something. Arnold Palmer, the great golfer, he was better than we think in Tiger Woods. He had a better personality. We had Charles Perrault, who was on the road. Roger Nurse, another athlete. We had Jose Feliciano, the blind Puerto Rican athlete singer. And the former one of the late Pierre Thibault, Margaret Thibault. From the Dutch today, if you remember the Cisco kick, Leo Carvino, he was the fat sidekick. Then we had the last guillotine was a guy named Hamarubi, Dazuba, I don't pronounce his name. And then another Frenchman, Aziz Montan, who was the husband, I think, of Simon Sigmaris. He was a leftist, as she was. Not too many events today, but the important one in 1776, when Nathan Hale volunteered to be a spy for Washington in the Revolutionary War, and he's the guy who said, I have one life to give for my country. But again, it's been what close to about 270 years, Americans still do not understand spying. It's a very dirty and necessary business in every country in the world. And wants to survive, is engaging in, and is probably engaging in at this very moment. And in the War of 1812 and 1813 on our Great Lakes, Oliver Hazard Perry defeated the British. In the same statement, we have met the enemy and they are ours. But then, some other news that I'm going to use the science thing, Elijah Mahal was intended the sewing machine. Was a Mr. Singer, I guess. Then there's some controversy about this. Hertzog, which is seen in Japan, some people claim that a guy named a Baptist minister named Jonathan Scooby in 1888, I don't know what a Baptist is doing in Japan. Another verse said that a guy named Albert Tolman, a black chief, had one for a missionary back in 1850s. So anyway, they claim that it wasn't the Japanese, but an American. Let's see what else we have. In 1882, the first international anti-Semite conference took place in Dresden. Interesting place, because Dresden was later firebombed in World War II. It was a worse bombing than that of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In 1924, the infamous sexual predators, Major Leopold and Anson Lilly, two homosexual lovers, did this thrill kill in Chicago of little Bobby Franks. And Lilly was later murdered in the cell when he tried to rape another inmate. Leopold was later pardoned by parole, and he spent his rest of his life as a nurse in Puerto Rico. And then a word that we don't use too much today, Quisling. Vidkun Quisling was a Norwegian who embraced Hitler and invited Hitler's armies to come and occupy Norway during World War II. After the war, he was tried for treason and shot. I promised to replay the Lyndon Johnson suggestion to Hubert Humphrey to keep Humphrey salute in Hollywood, World War II, Army Veteran, Ross Brown, and the Fighting Legion, and I'm on first. This is what Lyndon Johnson said.
He answers Vietnam with that empty sleeve. He answers your problems with Nixon with that empty sleeve. He has that brown face.
Now, Humphrey rejected this after the Democrats lost. Instead, he selected first Edmund Muskie, Senator of the Catholic from Maine. Another Catholic from Missouri, Eagleton, Tom Eagleton. Eagleton had some, his medical records were disclosed. He went through. Humphrey then selected Ed Muskie, who was viciously attacked, so he said, by the New Hampshire Leader, which is a conservative newspaper in New Hampshire. Muskie went to confront the publisher, and he wrote through tears, and that didn't look too good to it, presidential or vice presidential. Anyway, the Democrats lost, and Hubert said, I guess I'm too old and conservative. It's too much doing too fast, which is not a fact. Now, one of the, this is a little shot, lost my glasses, so excuse my spelling. In Brazil, there's a couple that's proposing what Brazil, which is Portuguese, they wanted to have a three-way marriage, a menage a trois marriage, I guess. So this is the latest. And this is something that people don't realize yet. This gay marriage thing started with this guy from Yale University who claimed to be Catholic, and he later died of AIDS. There was a talk that around the turn of the century, there was a sect, S-E-C-T, in Egypt that practiced homosexual marriage, but it was suppressed. It's back here in the United States and in Canada, and I don't think this is going to be not accepted when realizing all the ramifications and symptoms. It's very disruptive and destructive to raising children. Another thing, we cities around the country are complaining they have a financial shortfall. Well, here's how the Chinese are dealing with it. This is reported on the women in the New York Times. This is what they say. They want to get rid of the townies, Charlotte Gang, CJOYNG, and I got their ticket on our make your parents to that. And they claim that they have budgetary and quality of life problems, and they want to deal with that quote-unquote in one fell swoop, and that is S-ray tickets. And they are asking their retirees, giving them a license, no pun intended, to ticket people. And this is what's covered. Minor traffic violations, spitting, and parking illegally, and also driving without insurance. They've got about the city was short winter of 300 paid workers. So they decided, let's put the retirees to work. Let's give them the right to tip them. And they get to keep about 80% of the take, no pun intended. But maybe that's what these American cities should do, because there are a lot of violations, especially by these bicyclists who think that they have special rights, privileges, and exemptions. And they don't want to put their wheels on the road, but they don't want to buy the rules on the road. And they don't have insurance when they get injured and kill people. They don't pay for the maintenance of the roads. They don't pay for all these apartments and places where they put their parks. So we call them the latte leisure place because they have a lot of disposable income for lattes, chardonnay, expensive bicycles. Some of these bicycles cost as much as $5,000. So it's hard to hold these people accountable. And this may be a way for these cities which have a budgetary shortfall. This may be an untapped revenue source. Another thing people should be looking at is public pensions. There's more to this issue. Did you know that there are city employees, especially out of the retail community and across the nation, as well as public officials, who set up these bogus nonprofits, and they're getting a pension when they retire or are fired or lose an election? They're getting a pension from the government, and if they're involved in these bogus nonprofits, they get a second income, a pension in effect. Now, on my page today, and it'll be on all week, we have Helen Helper, who used to work for HUD, one of those HUD workers. She was collecting two salaries from two working, two nonprofits, plus what's the work she did for HUD in Washington. She ran the Borough Heights Housing Community Organization and the Borough Heights Housing Development, and she was collecting two checks and made so much money, she has retired to Cape Cod, and how expensive that is in Clinton, Massachusetts. Another woman, a Bolivian cocaine connection, Ms. Rosario Naya, which was illegally running for election and won the seat on the San Francisco School Board in San Francisco County. But she really lived in Alameda County, across the bay, 50 miles away. Plus, she's running this bogus nonprofit school called Mission Language Vocational School. She was collecting salaries from that. She was getting a car. Plus, she was getting HUD money for her slum housing to do rehab. She kept the money but didn't do the work. So she was a triple dipper. And we have quadruple dippers. So these are things that people should be looking at, especially people who are losing their jobs or just trying to hang on. We should start looking at these public employees, their bogus nonprofits, and these public officials, especially those who are funding these bogus nonprofits. We seem to have a lot of apartment building fires here in the Bay Area. And I had a HUD official tell me, he said that some of these are arson to quote, get HUD to fund affordable housing. It's an astounding accusation. But this guy was connected, and he also did work for the company. And he's retired now, and he was a former U.S. Marine in World War II. But it wouldn't surprise me if these things got on because we have the mysterious arsons of Fleabag hotels in the mayor. HUD funds an affordable housing project in the same site where the arson took place. So
I never even met him. I say, when you got a pair of jacks, bad out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
put a pick, how to play, not the best.
When the call up,
all right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot race.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Trade of mine.
I'll fold.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panyachinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Play for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Running neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
AMICURSBERITKAS. Good night. I'm sorry I lost my voice.